USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Former Arkansas Governor Republican Mike Huckabee was asked on Fox News whether this terrible Afghan story will go away soon.
It might, simply because the press lacks the curiosity and the natural cynicism that we need in the press in order to keep pressing the story. The fact is, they let Joe just turn his back and walk away. But to outsource their protection to the Taliban is like outsourcing your diet plan to Michael Moore. I mean, this is insane.
The U.S. Department of Energy announced Thursday it will utilize the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve to address fuel shortages in Louisiana because of Hurricane Ida. The exchange program allows oil refiners to borrow crude during declared emergencies and requires full repayment with interest at a later date. The exchange involves a release of 1.5 million barrels of crude to ExxonMobil. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A Taliban spokesperson insisted to Fox News on Friday that there will be no issue about women's rights following the militant group's takeover of Afghanistan, despite widespread international concerns.
No problem about their education, their work, but we should not be after changing each other's culture, as we are not intending to change your culture.
A Florida diner that posted a sign telling Biden supporters to take their business elsewhere was forced to temporarily close after not having enough food to meet a surge in demand. The DeBerry Diner, located in DeBerry, Florida, and owned by Angie Ugarte, was closed on September 2nd after a sign was posted on the door slamming Biden's chaotic Afghanistan withdrawal and telling his supporters to take their business somewhere else, according to the West Volusia Beacon. Several military veterans descended upon the diner to express their support for the sign Ugarte had posted. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book, It's All in Your Head, it goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com, that's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden has blood on his hands regarding the Afghanistan crisis, a member of the House Intelligence Committee asserted Friday after returning from the region. U.S. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, Republican of Oklahoma, shared details of his overseas trip during an appearance on Fox News' Special Report with Brett Baer. Baer asked if we are going to get the remaining Americans out.
We're going to get some, but there's going to be some that's going to die because of the failure from President Biden. I promise you that. At some point, they're going to lose patience and aren't going to keep letting us drive past these checkpoints and paying them off. Sorry, taxes. You know, that's what they call it, tax. And when I say that blood is on his hands, that means the President Biden's hands, I mean that with everything in my heart. It's his fault.
A boxing legend is returning to the ring. Here's Mike Fortier.
Former undisputed heavyweight champion Evander Holyfield at 58 years old has agreed to fight for the first time in a decade. Holyfield agreeing Friday to take on former UFC star Vitor Belfort next Saturday. This will be Holyfield's 57th career fight. He's stepping in for another boxing legend, Oscar De La Hoya, who had to back out after getting COVID. Holyfield's return running into a snag, though. The De La Hoya-Belfort fight was set for L.A., but the California State Athletic Commission won't sanction the Holyfield fight. ESPN reporting Holyfield-Belfort will take place in Hollywood, Florida. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.